The following shiur has been presented by Rav Aryeh Finkel, member of the Beis Chabad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Rav Shimon Levi relates to us a Neis Godel that took place in the Beis HaMikdash with the Lechem Apon. Silukoi kesiduroi. The Lechem remained fresh at the time of Silukoi as it was at the time of Siduroi. It remained fresh for a full week. Rish Lakish says on this that the Kohanim used to lift the Shulchan during the Regalim to show the Bnei Yisrael this Neis. They announced, Ruuchi baschem lefnei amokud. See the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has towards you. The Mishnah Melech in Hilchus Metame Mishka V'Moshe Perek Yud Aleph infers from Rashi and Tosfos in Chagige Taf Chavav Mebeis that the Shulchan was not removed from the Heichal even when they lifted it up during the Regal. It remained in the Heichal. They lifted it up so that it could be easily seen by people standing in the Azora far from the Pesach Heichal. But they kept the Shulchan in the Heichal. Now this is from what Rashi and Tosfos explain in the Mishnah in Chagiga. The Mishnah says in the end of Chagiga, Va'oimrim lohem, hizoharu shaloi tigu b'shulchan. And this is referring to the time of the Regel when Ami Oretz were allowed to touch Kodesh, because the Gemara explains that there's no Tumas Ami Oretz b'Regel. So during the Regel we don't have Tumas Ami Oretz, so we let them touch anything. But they warned the Ami Oretz not to touch the Shulchan, because anything that they touch during the Regel is Tor, but after the Regel it needs to be Toiveled. But the Shulchan is something that they were not able to be to Toivel after Yom Tif, so they told them now, don't touch the Shulchan. Moreover, there explains why you can't Toivel the Shulchan. So Rashi and Tosfos both say that this warning that we say Hizaru Shalitigu B'Shulchan was said to the Kohanim Amei Oretz who enter the Heichal on the Regel. So we warn them not to touch because they're Amei Oretz and the Shulchan will need Tefillah. Now Rashi and Tosfos say this because a Zor is forbidden to enter the Heichal. Only a Kohen is allowed to go into the Heichal. So there's no reason to warn the Amei Oretz Zorim from touching the Shulchan. It's only the Kohanim who are allowed to go into the Shulchan, into the Heichal. So we warn them not to touch the Shulchan. That's what Rashi and Tosfos both say. So now, if it's true that they used to take the Shulchan out of the Heichal at some time during the Regel to show the Bnei Yisrael Chibaschem Lefnei Amokim, then what do we need? Then we need to warn the Zorim as well from touching. Rashi and Tosfos both assume that it's only for the Kohanim Ami Oretz. So this is where the Mishnah Melech shows that Rashi and Tosfos both understand that you're not taking the Shulchan out of the Heichal. Now the reasoning behind Rashi and Tosfos is very straightforward. The Torah requires that the Shulchan be placed specifically in the Heichal. That's the mokum for the Shulchan. If it's placed in any other location, it's not kosher. The Shulchan has a mokum. The Kohanim, therefore, could not have taken the Shulchan out of the Heichal to show the Chibaschem Lefnei HaMokum because the Shulchan has a specific place. However, the Mishnah Melech shows that the Rambam argues on this. The Rambam says as follows. Ulaficha choyoyim rim lahem al tigu b'shulchan b'sho shemarim oisui lo'oili regol. So clearly the Rambam understands that the Mishnah is referring to the time when the Shulchan was displayed at Oli Regal. It's when we took out the Shulchan, we picked up the Shulchan to show the Oli Regalim, that's when we warned Ami Oretz from touching. Now, if the Rambam held like Tosfos, that the Shulchan was kept in the Heichal the whole time, and the concern is only the Kohanim Ami Oretz, then why is this concern dafke at the time when they were displaying the Shulchan to Oli Regalim? Wow, the whole regel, when Kohanim Ami Oretz are being allowed to come into the Kodesh, we need to warn them. Any Kohen Amoritz who walks into the Kodesh, don't touch the Shulchan. The Rambam is saying that this warning is only said when we're being mare oisei lo'ilu regolim. So obviously, the Rambam understands that the Shulchan was taken out of the Heichal, and now the Shulchan is now, there's Amei Oritz who are getting close to the Shulchan, so we tell them don't touch the Shulchan. So we're coming out over here with the machlokes between the Rambam and Rashi and Tosfos, if the Shulchan was taken out of the Heichal or kept in the Heichal. That's what the Mishnah Melech says. Now the Chazon Ish in Siman Kuf Chof Tes, where he prints Ha'oris on Masechet Chagiga, he asks on the Rambam's Shita that how was the mitzvah of Sidur Lechem Aponim fulfilled? We know that the Torah requires a Lechem Aponim be on the Shulchan constantly. The Pasuk says, V'nosato al ha'shulchan lechem aponim lefonai tomid. The Gemara learns that from there, that the lechem has to be placed on the shulchan tomid. Constantly, for the whole week, the lechem has to be sitting on the shulchan. And the Chazon Ish reasons that if the shulchan is taken out of the heichal, which is shaloi b'mekoymoi, during those moments, the mitzvah of sidur lechem is l'chayre not being fulfilled, because the shulchan is not kosher at that moment. So the Chazon Ish writes as follows to answer this problem: Yeshloimar degzeres hakosu hu beregel delimifsal b'hochi. So it's an amazing thing. The Chazon Ish identifies this practice of taking out the shulchan as a din d'oraisa. It's not just like a nice thing that the Kohanim did for the Oilei Regolim to show them the chibul lifnei hamokim. This practice is specified by the Torah. It's a din d'oraisa. And therefore, there's no longer an issue of sidur lechem aponim not being tomid, because the Torah itself gives an exception to this. Now, the truth is that this is verified from our Gemara itself, this Chazon Ish, that says that it's a din d'oraisa. The Gemara asks on the pasuk that says, shulchan ator, which means Torah mechlal shu tomid. It means mechalal that the shulchan is mekabel tumo. So Gemara asks, how could it be mekabel tumo? It's a kli ha'eitza osui lanachis. It's a kli that's set in its place. So from this, Rish Lakish learned this din of lifting the shulchan. So clearly, it's a din d'oraisa. We're understanding a posik through this practice. Now the Chazon Ish, however, offers another solution to answer this problem. He suggests that positioning the shulchan out of its proper place does not necessarily disqualify the shulchan from its function. In other words, the shulchan remains a qualified kli shoreis wherever it is, and it continues to be mekadesh the lechem that's masudar on it. The din that you have to place the shulchan in the tzofen side of the heichal, that's an independent mitzvah relating to the arrangement of the Kli HaMikdash. The Torah instructs us how to organize the Kli Shoris in the Mikdash. Concerning the actual function of the Shulchan as a Kli Shoris for the Lechem Aponim, it could do its function even though it's Shalei B'Mekoymai. And he proves this idea from the Menorah. There's a famous Rambam in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, Perek Tes, Halacha Zayin. The Rambam says as follows: V'chein hadlokas haneiris kshira b'zorim. Hadloka could be done with zorim, with Yisroel. L'fichach im heitiv hakoyin es haneiris v'yitzion l'chutz mutr l'zor l'hadlikon. If a kohen does hatovo and he takes the menorah out of the heichal and a zor does hadloka, it's fine. So the Rambam allows a Zohar to do hadlokas a menorah, providing that the menorah was taken out of the heichal and put in a location that a Zohar is allowed to stand. Now, aside from the main chiddush of the Rambam, that a Zohar could do hadlokas a menorah, which is itself, it generated an endless amount of discussion among the Achrenim, the Rambam is also teaching us that the mitzvahs hadlokas a menorah could be done out of the heichal. Meaning that even though the menorah is not in its proper mokim, it could still function as a kli shoris, and its mitzvahs can be fulfilled while using it outside of its mokim. So the Chazon Ish attempts to say that the Shulchan as well, possibly, has this benefit, that it's effective wherever it is. Of course, you have to put it back, because there's a mitzvah that the Klei HaMikdash should be mesudr in a certain way, but that doesn't take away in the actual usage of the Kli. Now, let me just point out that according to the way that the Reb Chaim Brisker explains the Rambam, you can't compare the Shulchan to the Menorah. So Reb Chaim explains, the Shita Zarambam, that the main mitzvah of Adlokas HaMenorah is only that the Neiris should be lit. It's not necessary that the Maisa Adloka be done v'kashrus. And that's why the Rambam allows that a Zor could do Adloka as long as a Kohen did Atova. So for this reason, the Mokim of the Menorah as well is also not Mahakiv at the time of the Adloka, because the actual hadlaka doesn't have to be done by kashrus, as long as you bring the menorah back to its place in the heichal when it's lit. The Bemis HaChazanish himself does not completely accept this pshat that he writes. He leaves off with the tzarechi. I'll just end off that according to what the Chazanish attempts to say, to compare the shulchan to the menorah, that you don't need it to be in its place, it's important to mention that this is only with regard to the Sidur Alechim. But regarding the avoid of Siduk Bazichin, taking off the Bazichei Levoina, which is parallel to the avoid of Kmitza of other Menachos, like we see many times in the Masechta, that avoid definitely has to be done specifically in the Heichal. And if you take the Shulchan out and perform the avoid of Siduk Bazichin over there, it's possible. And this is clear from the Gemara in Zvochim Daf Yudal Ben Aleph, where the Gemara discusses Shitas Reb Shimon, the Machshava does not passel during Halacha because it's Efshel Lebatla. And the Gemara says that Reb Shimon agrees that the Halacha of Bezichim, of the Lechem Aponim, is considered an Avoida because it's Efshel Lebatla. Because even if you move the Shulchan from its place to the Pesach HaHichal, it's still unavoidable to be Meilich to the Mizbeach. And the Siddur Bazichin cannot be done next to the Mizbeach, the way that you could shecht a behemoth next to the Mizbeach. So clearly, the Siddur Bazichin must take place in the Heichal itself. And that's because an Avoido, the Torah gave the Mokim for the Avoida Siddur Bazichin in the Heichal. But the Siddur HaLechem, the Mitzvah, the fact that the Lechem should be Mesudra on the Shulchan, that the Chazon Ish attempts to say that the Shulchan will be considered a Shulchan wherever it is.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.